Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Chav Gimel, mitzvah 123. We continue the karbanos of Parshas Vayikra, the mitzvah of carbon ole v'yorei, the mitzvah of the carbon, literally, that goes up and down. This is the beginning of Perek Hey, as we started last time. B'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol ala v'hu eid o ra'o yada. If somebody sins, there are three sins, three averes that somebody brings a carbon ole v'yorei for. And the psukim, let's read them in the psukim, and then we'll see it in the chinuch. Number one is the mitzvah we discussed last time, and that is the mitzvah of edus. If somebody knows edus testimony and does not testify on behalf of the person he knows testimony for or against, im lo yagiv an asav o no, o nefesh, asher tiga b'chol davar tamei, or somebody who touches something tamei, o benivlas chaya tamei, or touches an avela, o benivlas behema tamei, o benivlas sheretz tamei, v'ne'elam yimenu, v'hu yadani, he forgets about it, v'hu yatamei v'ashem, o yigabatum asadam, or he touches a person, and then he goes in, as we know this means going into the Beis HaMikdash, or touching a karbon. So, shvuas, denying testimony is one avera, and going into the Beis HaMikdash, reading a carbon when one is tame, is the second avera. And o ki yiga betumas, o nefesh ki si shaval vatei besvasayim. If somebody swears shvuas bitui, as it's called, we'll talk about what that is in a second. Laharau lehitiv shvuas bitui v'hu yada. If you do any of these three averes, you do vidui, vehivias hashemol hashem, and you bring your asham al chataso asher chata, a nekeva, vechulu lachatas. You bring a karmen chatas, v'imlo tegia yado, if a person does not have enough money to bring an animal, a seh, then he could bring two birds, shtei torim o shnei b'nei yonah lashem, echad la'ola v'echad lachatas. If you have enough money, you have to bring one carbon as a chatas, and if you don't, then you can go down to birds, and you bring one as a chatas and one as an ola. Ve'vi osam ala kohen, you bring it to the kohen, and he brings the first one as a chatas, and he does malika, fine, which we'll talk more about that tomorrow. And, or the next time we have the shear. Ve'im lo tasek yado, if you don't even have money, if one doesn't even have enough money for birds, so then he brings a little flower. Ve'vi as carbono asher chata, asiris ho'efa, solas l'chatas. Lo yosam ala shemen, lo itin ala lavona, kichata, see, there's an iser to put oil and lavona on it, as we'll see in the coming mitzvahs, the mitzvah Kuf Chav Chei, which talks about that iser. Okay, so this is the mitzvah of bringing an olav yored where the circumstances come up. Says the Sefer Chinuch now, let's read it. Lahakriv karban olav yored ala chata miyuchadim, to bring a karban olav yored on these specific sins. Even though most of Averis one brings a regular carbon chatas, by these three, the Torah is makel. As we already talked about, and we'll mention it again, the Torah is makel by these three, that if you can't afford it, so then you could bring something less. The haim, what are the three Averis? Number one, tumas mikdash, klomar, adam, shu tamei ba'avatuma, a person who's tamei with any of the avosatumos, which is a separate isra becoming discussion. So it's misaccounted of being tameh, but if somebody becomes tameh from an avatuma, which is the second strongest form of tuma, it's not avi avos, it's not a dead body, but the first parak in Meseches Kalim lists off all the avosatuma, a person can become tameh from an avatuma. A person cannot become tameh from a rishon latuma. A person can't become a sheni. His hands sometimes mean the rabbanim might have the status of a sheni. Or of a rishon, but really, d'oraisa, a person can only become tummy from an avatuma. So a person who becomes tummy from an avatuma, which means he's tummy d'oraisa, v'nichnas l'mikdash b'shkag, and he goes into the base of mikdash by accident. V'tumas kedash of gamking shutame v'achal basar kodesh b'shkaga, or he eats a carbon by accident. That is avera number one, mikdash or kodesh when tummy. Number two, shvuas bitui. Shvuas bitui is shvua of expression. Klomar shenishba l'sheker al davar lasos o shel olasos. Somebody swears falsely about to do or not to do something. Vishard study shvuas bitui hayiduim ba'over ala b'shkaga. There's a separate avera of swearing falsely. We'll get to that later on. That's a mitzvah kuf. Nun, I'm sorry, in Reish Chav Zayin, but the carbon that is brought for a Shvuas Bitui by accident, if somebody swears by accident, that is the carbon right here of an Olav Yogrei. The Rambam is a very important Rambam to Chazer, if one hasn't looked at it recently. The first Rambam in Hilchos Shvuas, the Rambam says there are four types of oaths that we make ourselves. There are three types of oaths that Bezdin, Daraisa, that Bezdin can make you swear. Modze b'miksas, or Shvuas Eidachot, or Shvuas HaShomrim. Those three are in Hilchos Tohen v'Nitan. Those are three that Bezdin makes you swear. But there are four categories of oaths that a person can swear by themselves. which are not good. These aren't good oaths to do. Shvuas bitui, number one, is a shvu of expression, which is this avera, this carbon that we're talking about. What does that mean? I swear I did or didn't, or will or won't do something. I swear I ate a cookie. I swear I didn't eat a cookie. I swear I will eat a cookie. I swear I won't eat a cookie. Those four cases, and it was a lie. Either I don't eat a cookie, or I didn't eat a cookie, whatever the case may be. So that is shvuas bitui. That is usur. That is in the category of swearing falsely, and one has to bring a carbon if that is false. Shvuas bitui no hegazel b'dvarim she'efshel lo lasosa, and it's got to be something that's possible. Shvuas bitui, but that is number one. The Rambam then says, just list off the other types of shvuas. One is shvuas bitui, the other is shvuas shav, a meaningless shvua. How is that different than shvuas bitui? Shvuas bitui is about an action. I will, I won't. I did, I didn't. Shvuas shav is about realities. I swear that this tree is a tree. That's one shvuas shav. I swear that the tree is a rock. So one is meaningless and one is wrong. Or I swear that I'm not going to do a mitzvah. That's another shvuah shav. It's a meaningless shvuah. Shav means meaningless. Or I swear that I'm going to do something impossible. I swear I'm going to jump up to the heavens. So all of those are example of shvuas shav. That is number two. And the other two are shvuas ha-pikadon and shvuas ha-edus. Swearing about a pikadon, which we'll talk about that Bezrat Hashem when we get up to Karban Asham. If I swear that I have something of yours, that I don't have something of yours, even though I do, somehow I have it, I'm guarding it, I found it, I owe you money, whatever the case may be, that's shvuas pikadon. And shvuas ha-edus, which is the other iser that's involved in this karban, they swear that I don't know testimony for you, and I really do. Those are the four types of shvuas, but number one right here that we're talking about is shvuas bitui. So, back to the chinuch. The chinuch says, what are the averas that one brings a carbon olav yorid for? Number one is tumas mikdash, or kodesh. Number two is shvuas bitui, a shvua of expression. Meaningless meaning it's wrong, either in the future or in the past. And number three, v'chein shvuas ha'edus, as we discussed in last mitzvah, klomar she'nishpa l'chaveiro she'eino yodea lo edus, bein b'shogeg be'bemezid. That third one is one of the few averas that you bring a carbon for, even if one does it b'mezid. And it's an important ha'ara that is made that the Rambam has separate mitzvos, mitzvah ayin vav and ayin zayin. There are two other kinds of olav yoreis that the chinuch does not list here, and the Rambam also doesn't list here in his asay ayin beis. But there are two other mitzvahs. There are two other types of people that bring carbon olav yoreis. One is a yoledes. A yoledes, a woman who has a baby, oser and karbanos. And also, it depends on her tax bracket in terms of what karbanos she has to bring. And the other one is a mitzora. A mitzora when he or she gets better from their sickness of Saras. So they also have to bring a carbon, and if they don't have enough money, it's olav yored. So those are two others. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shkagos, just to put it all together, in the 10th parak, Shisha, mitzvasan sheyakrivu carbon olav yored. There are really six people that bring olav yoreds. Six people. Elohein, mitzora, yoledes, those are the two, and then nishba shvuas ha'edus, bein bezadon bein mishkaga, that's what we had, and shvuas bitui, that's the number four. And Atame, he counts to must mikdash as two. Going into the base of mikdash and eating a carbon. But either way, he puts them all together in Hilchos Shkagos. But in Minyan HaMitzvahs, they're counted as three separate ones. One olav yored is all three averus listed here, or four averus if you count mikdash as two. And he has a separate mitzvah of mitzora olav yored, and he has a separate mitzvah of yoledes olav yored. So now keep that in mind for later. We're going to talk about the importance of the fact that the Rambam counts those separately. Okay, al elu achatayim, continuing on the these sins, chayav adam lahavi carbon olav yored. You have to bring an olav yored, an up and down carbon. Klomar lefi ashrov on yoshal adam. It depends on the money, the riches, or the poverty of a person. Kamosha mafurish bakatuv, like it's explicit in the pasuk. Shenamar v'nefesh kisechle v'shama kol olah. Klomar kol shvua shehishpiyum yodeh edus. Here's the shvua that if he knows edus, im lo yagiv an asavono. It says beferish, you have to bring this carbon. V'sof v'inyan v'avias hashamo v'lo nemar shom v'ne'el amimenu. It doesn't say he doesn't remember. L'lamit shechayev a carbon b'im b'shogim b'im b'mesin. Okay, that's the source that the third of the era of shvua se'edus is even b'mesin. A Torah of Saratskin, we had an Azayin LaTorah last time, which we'll mention again, but a new one. Saratskin writes in Azayin LaTorah, why is this carbon called the olav yored? It's basically just yored. A regular chatas is an animal that somebody has to bring, a kisba, a seira, and if you don't have enough money, you go down. So it should be a carbon yored. Why is it called the carbon olav yored? Says the Azayin LaTorah, Rav Yesh Lomar, she'amnam rak yored hu bekamuto, aval olav hu be'echuto. Fine in money, it goes down, but really in quality, it goes up. Why? Because if a person brings this, he's muftachas that he has kapara gemura. Why? Even more than a carbon ashir? Because the anias itself brings kapara. When somebody is in a difficult state, that itself is already part of the kapara. So when somebody is in that state and they bring this carbon, that's a full kapara and that brings them up. So it's an olav yored. It's a yored which then turns into an olav. That's why it's called an olav yored, because it goes up, but it goes up from the fact that it goes down. So that's an important olav yored. A big shaila that many of the mafarshim deal with is, what is the halacha here? You bring a carbon chatas. If you don't have enough money, you have to bring two birds, an ola and a chatas. What do you have to bring an ola for? Just bring a chatas bird. You don't have enough money for a chatas behema, so just bring a chatas bird. What do you have to bring another bird for? That's an ola. You're not bringing an ola here. Bring a chatas. What does an ola have to do with it? So in the Eben Ezra quotes two pshatim. The Eben Ezra first quotes a Rabbi Yitzchak, where the Eben Ezra says, what happens when an ani has to bring a carbon, and he can't bring a whole animal. So he feels very bad. And he sees all the other people bringing their behemoths, and he has to bring this bird. So he starts being upset about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he starts being worrying. That's a natural reaction. They'll worry and they'll be very upset at their state. Oy vey, look at me, what did God do for me? So that's why you have to bring an ola. As we said a few last week, an ola is brought on machshavas and hirhurei alev. Well, it's natural that somebody would have those thoughts when they're in a difficult state against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe that's why he automatically has to bring the Ola, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yored, Lesof Daito Shal Adam. We're not all on the level of Gamzu Latova, called to Ovid Rachman Latav Ovid. That is on possibility number one, why one would also bring an Ola. The Eben Ezra himself, after quoting this pshat, says a different pshat. And he says, by a chatas ha'of, we know by a regular chatas, some goes to on the burned on the Mizbeach, and some goes to the Kohanim. But by a chatas ha'of, what's the halacha? Ein l'mizbeach klum. By a chatas ha'of, you sprinkle some blood on the mizbeach, and the mizbeach gets nothing. The kohanim get the whole oaf. So where did the kohanim get anything? The kohanim get everything. The mizbeach gets nothing except the blood. Ein l'mizbeach el adama. The Mishnah says in Zvachim. So where are you going to give something to the mizbeach? That's why you have the ola. The olas ha'of is like the emurin of a chatas. And therefore it goes to the Mizbeach. So that's why, if you're supposed to bring a Chatas, which some of it is supposed to go to the Kohanim, and some of it is supposed to go to the Mizbeach, you can't just switch it to a Chatas Ha'of, because that will totally go to the Kohanim. That's why you also have to bring an Olas Ha'of. And there's a great story that goes along with this. It's quoted in various Tvarim. One time, Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chachma, was sitting in his house, and somebody walked in and said that they saw he was very happy. So why was the Meshech Chachma so happy? He asked him, he says, what are you so happy about? So he says, well, I just had a little dream. And in my dream, I saw in Shemayim, they were discussing a sugya with the Rashba. And they were saying, even before they were discussing the sugya, they were talking about the generations. They were saying, this generation isn't such a great generation. And the Rashba stood up, I saw in Shemayim, and said, no, there's a great Gaon in Dvinsk. And he is Yechidei Skula, and he really belongs in the earlier generations. They said, oh, what's his godless? The Rashba says, he answered a kasha for me that I've always had my whole life. What was the kasha? The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin that an Olas Ha'ov could only be brought by Yom. And the Gemara says, how do you know that? And quotes a pasuk. So ask the Gemara, what do you need to have a pasuk for? Every carbon is only brought by Yom. You need a special pasuk to tell me that an Olas Ha'of is brought by Yom? So the Gemara says, no, you might have thought only Chatas Ha'of could be brought by Yom. It has to be brought by Yom, but an Olas Ha'of could be brought even at night. Kamash Malan. That's the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chav Beis Aman Aleph. Ask the Rashba and Tshuva, what's the difference? They're both Karbanis. And the Rashba says it must be a Toh Sofer. It must be a mistake in the Gemara. And we don't know of a difference. But the Ar Sameach says, based on our Eben Ezra, it's a beautiful answer. What does our Eben Ezra say? That an Olas Ha'of really takes the place of the Emurin of a Chatas Behema. Right? And that's why you have to add in the Ola by the Ola Vioreids. So Emurin can be burned all night. So that's why you needed the pasuk to teach me, no, even though it functions like the emurin of a chatas behemah, still it must be brought by day. It has its own independence. And says the Meshech Chachma, I saw that discussion in Shemayim, and he was very happy. That's the Meshech Chachma has dreams like that. Halavai, we should have a couple of dreams that have to do with Kedusha. Okay, but that is related to Ola V'Yorid. Okay, let us continue now. So that was the, he just quoted the Psukim related to Shavuos Ha'Eidus. And V'Ksib B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and it says, by Tumas Mikdash, if somebody touches B'Chol Davar Tameh V'Nela Mimenu, and he forgets about it, and he has to bring a carbon. Even though it doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah, the Torah Shabbal Pech, as I'll understand these Psukim to mean, not only did you become Tameh, but then you did something when you were Tameh. You went into the Beis HaMikdash, or you touched a carbon, right? It's not just that becoming Tameh. Becoming Tameh doesn't have inherent with it a chiyuv kares b'mezid or a chiyuv chatas. If you just become tummy, you have to do something after being tummy. Right? That's how Chazal understand the psukim. Skip to the next paragraph. Bishar she'a mitzvah. Let's talk about some of the messages behind this mitzvah. Kvar amarnu, we have already said. Ki inyana karban, lahazkir, lahashav achoti aliba b'kacha pa'ula, ki aroa, hey ramasav. As we've said many times, the point of a karban is to show a person the evil traits of his ways. Uvishivakish Mechila Lakela Lasui, and we ask Mechila from Hashem Yizar al Asid. Umechach Maso Barachu Bidiaso Kalos Seichel Bnei Ish Umir Havanasa Medalas Kocham. Hashem knows about our frailties and our limitations. Hey Kalalem HaKapar B'Chatoa Meila Niskarim. These picky big three Averas which he knows are so common. That's the chinuch. Lefisha kishlonam karabetzal b'nei adam. Everybody's, their mouth, sometimes we don't control our mouth. And sometimes, tumentara, we don't even know we're tamei. Or we forget. Ki cheta lashon karabu tmidi yosem y cheta maisa. Chatam sins with lashon is so much more common than sins with action. And tumas beklash bekat, and that's why Shavuos Bitui. Sometimes we're too hasty with what we say. And Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Yadua Shakishalon Matsui Bo. It's very common. It's hard to always stay pure. It's hard to always remember what day it is. Did I become Tamei? Did I touch something? It's very hard. And Shavuos Ha'Eidus as well. We mentioned from Laznayim LaTorah. He says it's very common. In the next paragraph also, and remember what we said from the Zayin LaTorah in the last mitzvah, that people don't really want to get involved in other people's issues. So it's hard for them. It's hard for them to enter into a riv lo lahem. That was the language of the Zayin LaTorah. But the Chinuch says that because it's also very common. Next paragraph, V'fisha inyan ha'edus hu tamidi bi'oser, v'yitzi leva adam ra, we don't want to go. Oh, I don't remember. Also, people don't really think that they're doing anything wrong. I didn't steal it. I'm just preventing you from getting it from somebody else. Is that really something wrong? They won't really think about it. So really two ideas. Number one, because it's so common, and Hashem wants to have Rachmanis on us by a common mitzvah, common Averis. And number two, because people don't really think it's so wrong, and it's hard for them to get over that fact. V'ulam ha-maven, next paragraph, ha-maven b'bnei adam yodea, but we know, Hashem knows, even though we have all these coolers, and you bring a lesser of a carbon, and he understands, we realize if it's an Avera, and you have a carbon, we did something wrong. And we have to realize, even with the kulas, even though there's a way to get forgiven for it, we have to stay as far away from it as we can. Like Hashem told us, I don't want you to do this. If you do it, this is how you do tshuva. But I don't want you to do this. That is what the chinuch says. Another ha'ara I saw b'shem the chida quotes another gaon says interesting. If you look in by the karbanos of the ani and the ashir, only by the ani do you have an extra phrase of v'nislach lo. You don't have that by the ashir. It just says it's the chibur lava koin mechataso. But by the ani you have v'nislach lo. So it says the chidah to emphasize v'nisfach lo, he has full kapara. And don't think, let's say he gains more money after he was an ani, but now he becomes an ashir, but when the whole process happened with the chait and bringing the karban, if he was an ani then he brought it v'nisfach lo. He had full kapara. Full kapara, related to what we said before also. He had full kapara because he had the anius. That was also part of his kapara. But he had full kapara. Don't think he has to bring a new carbon afterwards. V'nislach lo, even if he becomes rich afterwards, it doesn't make a difference. Continuing. Midini ha-mitzvah, says the chinuch. Every one of these, not lechadchila, on the highest level, if somebody has enough money, they have to bring a chatas kavua, like a regular chatas. And you're not allowed to bring a bird or flower unless he is an ani. And here's a sheet of the chinuch that everybody argues on, or they assume it's a mistake. If he is an ani, let's say an ani, and he brings a carbon ashir, lo yatsa yidei chova, you're not yotzei. V'hatam l'fi sha'acha sharichem. What's the reason given? Sha'acha sharichem akel barachu alav. Since Hashem and Rachman is on you, upadra b'kach. Hashem says you don't have to do it. Eino bedin sheyidchok atzmo l'havi yoser. It's not appropriate for you to push yourself to bring more than what you're mechuyev. That's the sheet of the chinuch of an ani shehevi carbon ashir. He is not yotzei. The problem is this seems to be mefurish against the Mishnah. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Aleph, he quotes the Mishnah, and he quotes the Rambam, quotes the Mishnah from Maseches Negaim, and he quotes his Mefurish against. The Mishnah says in Negaim, by a Mitzora, if an Ani brings a carbon Ashir, Yotzei. If an Ashir brings a carbon Ani, he's not Yotzei. If an Ani brings a carbon Ashir, he's Yotzei. So the Mishnah Negaim, and Perak Yitzal says Mefurish, Ani, Yotzei, but carbon Ashir. So it's a very difficult Sefer Chinuch. So the Rav Yochanan Fischer Perel says, he doesn't mean it literally. You weren't Yotzei the best. You weren't Yotzei what you were supposed to do. But of course, you're Yotzei something. But other Achronim say no. There are other answers. The Sfas Emes writes in Yuma, no, there's a big difference. Yuma, Daf Mem Aleph Amebeis. There's a big difference. What's the Mishnah talking about? An Ola V'Yorid of Mitzora. And remember, now it becomes crucial what we said before. The Rambam counts Mitzora and Yoled. That's a separate mitzvah. Those are separate mitzvahs than the Ola V'Yorid's here. So says the Sfas Emes, when does the Chinuch say that an Ani that brings a carbon Asher, you're not Yotzei? That's here. Why? Because here, what is the person supposed to bring on the top level? Chatas. And if not, you bring a Chatas and an Ola. So this Ani is supposed to bring a Chatas and an Ola bird. And what did he bring? Only a chatas behema, that's why it's not good. A mitzora is different. A mitzora is supposed to bring different kinds of karbanos, and that's what he brought. So that is what this Sfas Emes suggests. If you look at Chassam Sofer has another answer. Lumdis. This answer is quoted in the Mitzvah HaMelech, quotes as Chassam Sofer, but it's in the Chassam Sofer, and it's Chidushim on Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. He says, how do we look at an Ola V'Yored? But carbon Ola, he says, it's different by a mitzora, and it's different than the ones that we have here. To begimel averos, hada maybe ani taro b'nei yona, lo avi midin chas rachmana alei. When a person is an ani and he has to bring these karbanas, is it that he really owes the other one, but the Torah allows him to bring this one? No! When it comes to these Ola V'Yoreds, the Torah is mechayiv based on what you have. So this ani, his chiv is birds. An Ola and a chatas bird, that's his chiv. It's not that he's chayiv and ashir and no, he's only chayiv this karmon. That's when you can't jump up. Mashenkin by mitzora. It's a much different type of karbon. That's not even lachaper. That's to be matirim and kachim. And therefore, it's like a svar lachalik being ani v'ashir. There says the Chassam Sofer, why would you be mechalik if it's just of a matir? It must be because the Torah's Rachmanis is on you, so you can bring a lesser one. But really, you should bring this one. The Torah's Rachmanis. But this karbon of Ova Yored, in Lumdis, it's not about the Torah having Rachmanis on you. That maybe that's how it started. But inherently, this is the chiyuv of the ani. And therefore, he cannot bring more. If he brings more, that is an inappropriate carbon. It's not just an extra, more expanded carbon. So that's a very important Chassam, again, Sfas Emes in Yuma Daf Mem Aleph, and the Chassam Sofer in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. There are other answers as well, but we will stop there. The principle, though, is important. The Torah gives certain limits. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama and Simin Tafresh Nun Vav in Aruch Hayim, there the Shulchan Aruch talks about how much money you have to spend on a mitzvah, on an esrog, on a lulav. That's somewhat, though, different than our case. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, it's quoted there, HaMevazmiz HaYevazmiz Yosef Michomash, you can't give away too much of your money. But if you do, it's up to certain limits. But that's to get a mitzvah. Here we're talking about chiyuvim. A chiv of an ani and a chiv of an ashir. That's why it might be different. It's not just to get how much you have to spend in order to get a mitzvah. Okay, next paragraph, you see the chinuch mentions what he did before. V'chiv karbanas eila dafka b'shogeg, two out of the three. In this case, tumas mikdash and the case of shvuas bitui are only b'shogeg. Right, you thought you ate something and you forgot. Shvuas ha'edus is even b'mezin. Aval ba'anus ein b'chiv karban b'echamehem. Anus, if somebody is ne'enas, even the case of shvuas ha'edus, he will be pater. Okay, and one other final ha'ara, it's important that he mentions later on, by the case of Tumas Mikdash Bakadashov, where I'm chayiv, if I went into the base of Mikdash when I was Tameh, and I didn't realize this is the only time that one brings a karban, and there's a requirement of knowledge, and then forgetting, and then knowledge. What's called yediyah batchilu or yediyah basof. Usually, if I eat a piece of treif by accident, and somebody says, tell me it's treif, oh, I'm chayiv a karban. If I wore shanis, oh, I didn't know. You didn't have to have a yediyah batchilu. You didn't have to know that it was wrong. Only here, v'din zeh, first wide line, eino b'shar chayiv kriyas shabbatar. This is the only by tumas mikdash. You had to have known about it, yediyah batchilu, forgot, and then yediyah basof. The first 15 blad of Masechta Shavuos, the first two prakim talk all about these permutations. You knew beforehand, you didn't know beforehand, and all the connected ideas. The Chinuch ends off by saying, "V'noheges bizman abayis b'zchram ben akevis." The mitzvah applies to men and women, except for Shavuos Eidus, which we already said only applies to men because women are not included in Eidus. We mentioned then again the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Os Tezayin. What about if you're Makabel? What about cases where women are kosher to give testimonies? That's a shiloh. The Chinuch seems to exclude them, but the Minchas Chinuch assumes that they should be included. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, just scheduling nice. We'll see if tomorrow's Erev Yantiv, so I'll see if I have time to give a shiur. If not, there might be some more this week. There might not, depending on time and Chol HaMoed. But if not, Be'ez Hashem, just keep your eye on the website. If not, we'll get back to the regular schedule after Yantiv. But we'll do the best we can if we have any time to give shiurim this week. If not, everybody should have a Chag Sameach.